Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Melanie Clark, sexual assault program coordinator and therapist at the Wellspring of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and thanks for talking with us today. You and I recently did Policy in a Pint together, and it's good to see you again. Unfortunately, we're still talking about the same topic, sexual assault and gender inequality. A lot of those things we just heard in a newscast just moments ago, still affecting women in the state of Louisiana.
Right. Unfortunately, it is an issue that is still very prominent.
Now, one of the things that folks are trying to do is maybe shed a little bit of light on some of these issues. Tell me what's coming up on the campus of ULM.
We are partnering at the Wellspring with the ULM FemHawks to host our third annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, which will be this Thursday, April the 12th. It will start with registration in the quad at 3:30. Then we will walk across the Bayou Bridge and back, hoping to have a lot of men wearing heels going across the bridge. If they don't have heels, that's perfectly fine. Or if they just want to come and support, men or women, everyone is welcome to walk. To bring awareness to the community of the issues of sexual assault facing women and men's violence against women, and to have men showing their support for that.
So just like it says, guys are going to wear high heel shoes, walk across the bridge, showing support and kind of taking a look at some serious issues. Let's talk about some of those. Sexualized violence against women. Louisiana, how are we doing as a state?
Well, nationally, statistics are 1 in 3 women and 1 in 71 men will experience rape in their lifetime. When you look at other forms of contact sexual violence, it's 1 in 5 women and 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men.
Wait, let me back up. Let's go with that first one again. 1 in 3 women.
Yes.
Will experience
rape.
A rape.
Yes.
Wow. That's a staggering fact.
I mean, when you just think about your friends and your family members, your daughters, your aunts, your mothers, 1 out of 3 of them.
This event started a couple of years ago. The event, it's kind of a fun event, a lighthearted event to stroll through the campus of ULM. How did this thing get started?
Well, we actually at the Wellspring were looking for ways to bring awareness. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, through our partnerships. And one of our partners through the Sexual Assault Response Team of Ouachita Parish is ULM. And we reached out to them and were asking about doing a candlelight vigil or maybe a walk on campus, and found out the FemHawks were in the process of trying to plan such a walk. So we joined forces, and this will be our third year in doing that. And it's been a great partnership. The FemHawks are a group on campus that work to bring awareness to equality issues between men and women of all races and, you know, cultural backgrounds and everything, just to promote all of that. So their mission and our mission really go hand in hand. And it is a fun way to bring awareness and to be able to bring support to a very serious issue.
I'm here with Melanie Clark from the Wellspring of Northeast Louisiana. We're talking about Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Now, this is happening on April the 12th and happening here at ULM. So, Melanie, you're encouraging guys to put on high heels. First, let me ask, where does a man find a gigantic high heel?
I've been told that by Payless. Payless generally has some fairly large sizes. And Shoe Show are the two places that I have seen and heard being recommended for that.
But some guys may just already have their shoes ready to go. How many folks participated, do you think?
We estimated about 80 walkers last year that participated and walked across the bridge. So it was a phenomenal turnout.
Now, it's not just men who walk, right?
Correct. Anyone can walk. Usually the men in the heels are the first in line, you know, to show their support and to be out there up front, and then everyone else is welcome to walk too. We need people on the sidelines. If you don't think you can get across the bridge or back or don't want to, we need you out there supporting them and cheering them on and, you know, providing that encouragement to them. And ULMPD has graciously closed the bridge for us during that period of time so that they can go back. And then following the walk, when everyone gets back across the bridge at Bayou Park, we will have a vigil where we'll have some survivors that are courageous enough to share their stories and their experiences and their journeys through healing. And we'll have some speakers talking about resources available for survivors as well.
So this event starts over here in front of the library at ULM. You'll go across the bayou, then loop back and come back for the vigil.
Correct. Yes. So
I just have to ask, how many guys get injured in the wearing of heels?
There was one participant in the first one that I really was kind of surprised did not have a broken ankle, but he made it all the way across, and he was a trooper, and he did it.
All right. So, Melanie, if folks want to find out more about this event and other services, they may not know what the Wellspring is or what you guys do. How do they get in contact with the Wellspring, maybe if they need some help or they're in a violent situation or a situation that they need to get out of?
Our 24-hour domestic violence and sexual assault hotline number is 318-323-1505, and our web address is wellspringofnela.org.
And what kind of services could you offer a woman or a man in a violent situation?
We have comprehensive services for survivors of sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, and dating violence that they can access through the crisis line or through our counseling center, Royal Avenue, or through the Family Justice Center.
That's Melanie Clark, Sexual Assault Program Coordinator and Therapist at the Wellspring of Northeast Louisiana. Melanie, again, walk a mile in her shoes. Where do I go? And I don't need to register, do I?
You can just show up at 3:30 in the quad on Thursday, April the 12th, and register there, and you will be set to go.
You can find out more about the event this morning by visiting our website, kedm.org.